Good morning. Happy Memorial Day to everybody. Welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11, and you can find me on Twitter at Razzle11Grinds. Going to take a look at some pitching for today, Memorial Day, the 29th. We have a six-game day slate and a four-game night slate. I guess the day slate's referred to as the main on DraftKings. Have not looked at how FanDuel has today broken up. There's 11 total games. I believe it's the Pittsburgh game. That's the one being left off of slates by DraftKings. Yeah, Pittsburgh and the Giants. Interesting slates. Pitching's kind of annoying. But yeah, we'll take a look at both slates quick. To give you an idea of where I'm looking for my pitching pool. First slate, looking Eovaldi, definitely going to be one of the most popular, if not the most popular pitchers on the slate. A little shocked to see that Texas is just a minus 169 favorite against Detroit. The game does have a total of 8.5, which is a little high, I guess. Given that I don't think Detroit's team total should be all that strong. Eovaldi has been pretty great most of the season. Two starts ago, a little rough performance, but to be expected against the Braves. Bounced back with a complete game W against the Pirates. Gets an extra day of rest. That is his second complete game of the season. He also has a start of 8 innings and 8 2/3. So he's going deep, getting strikeouts, being extremely strong. He's allowed just 3 home runs on the season, two of which came to Atlanta. Clearly the top option for me on the slate. Sonny Gray, steady, solid. 3 runs or less in every start, 2 runs and less in all but one. Hasn't been as strong on the road. K numbers are lower, walks are way up on the road. But did face Houston earlier this year and struck out 13 in what is basically should be his best start. Yeah, his best start of the season. Houston does come in the game after hitting 7 home runs yesterday. Kind of making a joke of Oakland's pitching, even though they do a pretty good job of themselves. Making themselves a joke. He is a slight underdog here. Houston is minus 125 favorite. But I think Sonny Gray is perfectly fine. He's just not going to be a priority for me with Eovaldi just $500 more. Taj Bradley, given up some home runs recently, has electric stuff. You know, struck out 9 5 1/3 against the Reds in his best start of the year. That was his second start. I would think gets us 6+ strikeouts in this matchup. The wind, I believe, is slightly blowing in. It is blowing in from right at about 9 miles per hour. The issue is that it's going to be 80+ degrees in Chicago. And we know once it starts warming up at Wrigley, the ball flies a bit more. You know, so that added with the trends of the home runs over his last 3 starts, the decreasing fantasy production per start. There is some worries there. But I do think that he has upside enough to make my GPP pool. I just don't know that I'm going to go all that heavy on him. Because I can go with somebody like Tyler Wells, who's thrown the ball ridiculously well for the Orioles. And when I say ridiculously well, I mean, considering we weren't expecting him to do anything at all. He has thrown, given up 5 home runs over the last 2 starts, which is a red flag, but his strikeout numbers are still up. He gets a Cleveland team that does not hit home runs, so that fits us pretty well in this spot. He's been far better at home. His batting average allowed on both is just extremely strong, so he avoids the home run issues. He's given up 13 of them already in 56 innings, 57 innings, which I think he should be able to avoid the home run issues against this Guardian squad. I really like him. He's a minus 145 favorite. Cleveland has roughly the lowest implied run total, which IRT doesn't really stand out much to me, but it's still something to add into the equation. So Tyler Wells is probably going to be one of my preferred options on this slate, which tells you how, how rough the slate is if Tyler Wells is one of my preferred options. Stroman, he is favored against Tampa Bay. The game does have a total of just eight. Actually, no, Taj Bradley is a slight road favorite. But the game does have just a total of eight. The issue is here, like, his strikeouts are way down. He's been solid the last two starts, but he's not picking up strikeouts. That's bothersome. I don't really want to allow Tampa Bay to have a ton of contact with how they've been offensively. But I think you can sprinkle on Stroman. I don't believe I'm going to end up there, but I think it's an option. Logan Allen, tough spot against Baltimore, who hits left-handed pitching pretty well. It was pretty decent two starts ago. Not so great last start. Faced the White Sox in both. So, a team seeing him a second time right away probably gives an advantage to the offense in that second matchup. He's an option, but I don't think I want to go there. I might prefer somebody like JP France, or even, and it pains me to say, like Ryan Nelson. Speaking of JP France, one pretty bad start against the Cubs, but he's been pretty good in his other three starts, coming off a pretty great performance against the Brewers. Brewers offense pretty weak. Twins offense probably a little more dangerous, but the Twins do strike out quite a bit. So I'm very interested. The one issue I do have is his only home start was the one that he got lit up by the Cubs. So there are some worries there. He's not some guarantee, but he is favored at home against Sonny Gray and the Twins. Matthew Boyd, not really going to make it for me. I like this Texas squad against left-handed pitching, and he hasn't really flashed big-time K ability. Season high, did have eight against the Brewers, which, as we know, we love to take left-handed pitching against the Brewers, but otherwise it's been six or less in every start, and there are some walks to deal with as well. So I just don't think we need to consider Matthew Boyd. Before mentioned Ryan Nelson, it pains me, because I'll show you in a couple minutes here, but or a couple, not quite a minute, but coming off of his two best starts over his last two were both on the road, but against Oakland, which we expected, and then against Philadelphia. We know Colorado is pretty weak. Colorado's coming out of a series at Coors. Pretty good spot generally to target them. The one issue I do have here is Colorado destroyed him in Coors, and he's been far worse at home so far this season. For pitching, I really believe in home road splits, and this is something that stands out to me. I will use him, but I am not going to go super heavy based on that. I do love the matchup. Hate his trends and splits. So definitely somebody I want to sprinkle in, but I'm not going to hurry up and jam him in a bunch. The other guy I'm considering on this main slate is Adam Wainwright. He's a minus 215 favorite, so the largest favorite on the slate. And kind of backtrack a little bit. Ryan Nelson is a minus 210 favorite. Kind of shows you why I'm considering him. Similar to Wainwright here. Traditionally, I always loved using him at home. We know the Kansas City offense is not that dangerous, but this game does have a pretty high total for a St. Louis home game at 10. Wainwright has not been great. That first start against Detroit, he was better than the final line showed. Kind of hit a wall in that last inning. So, I mean, He's an option. I'm not feeling great about it. I'm pretty much looking at going really heavy on the few guys that I really love, and then just sprinkling in the few other guys around them. So it's kind of annoying pitching slate. We're gonna look at the main or the evening slate. I guess it's not the main. Bryce Miller against the dangerous Yankee squad, but he has not given up a home run at the major league level. Strikeouts aren't the same as they were to begin his, major league career, but he has allowed 3 hits or less in four or five, 4 hits or less in all five starts. Just the one rough outing where he allowed 3 runs, but that was in 6 1/3, so it's still a quality start for him. A tougher matchup, but there are K's in the Yankees lineup. There's a possibility that Rizzo is out. I know he left yesterday's game early. So there's a possibility that he is out of the lineup as well, weakening that lineup. Kopech has looked phenomenal the last two starts. He actually looked solid 3 starts ago against Houston if he could have cut back on the walks. But over the last two starts, 19 Ks, just one walk, 3 hits allowed in 15 innings. I mean, it's impossible to ignore that. This is a guy that had a ton of talent coming up. We've just been waiting for him to put it together. And over the last two starts, he's definitely put it together. Obviously, a dangerous lineup to go up against with Trout and Ohtani in the middle. But there's just so much upside. I am very interested. But I think he's going to carry more ownership than we might expect on a normal slate based on those last two starts. Domingo Germán making his return from the suspension. Probably worth some shares. I think the Seattle offense is heating up a little bit, especially Julio. So I might end up going a little under on him. Interested to see what kind of ownership projection we offer for him. Soroka making his much anticipated debut, his return to the majors after tearing his Achilles twice. He was decent in AAA, but I believe over his last couple of minor league starts, he's gotten stronger. It's a great matchup, great ballpark to pitch in. I think he's going to be pretty popular. Going to dig into more of where he's at pitch-wise, in the minors, but for right now, he's going to be a very popular option for us. And we go to the bottom. The other guy I'm considering, Bobby Miller, was great in his major league debut against a strong Braves team. Was allowed to throw 95 pitches, which we normally don't see out of the Dodgers and allowing their pitchers to go deeper. Went up just $200 and now faces a Washington lineup. Super popular. Probably ends up the highest owned on this slate. So I think that the chalky combination on the slate is going to be Soroka and Bobby Miller. There are spots we can get a little different. Obviously, sprinkle in Kopech and Bryce Miller. I mean, think you'll be different by using Domingo Germán just because I think others are going to go to the other three. No interest in these three right here. I'll gladly pass. But a little longer video, especially given that it's only 10 games that we talked about. But if you enjoy what I'm bringing to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on, get notified every time we drop videos here at DFS Army. If you want to join us, I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ for 10% off your monthly membership. And as always, best of luck, everybody.